Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Morning Show. I'm your host, Phil Huff. This is Tuesday, February 11th. It's already February, and we're going to be talking about some fun wintry things about the Sled Hill in a few moments with Marcy and Tanner from Kinnexu Land Trust. Good morning, Marcy and Tanner. But we are going to turn to our topic of the day. We've got two interviews, one live here in the studio to talk about a couple of upcoming films that Kinnexu Land Trust is hosting. And then after that, I've got a recorded interview with John Hastings from Sandpoint High School's Outdoor Adventure Club talking about the International Wildlife Film Festival. But let's turn to our guests in the studio. Frequent guest on the show, Marcy Timmerman, probably needs no interview, but we're going to do it anyway because we always have new listeners. Marcy, welcome to the show. You're the communications director at the Kinnexu Land Trust. Tell us just a little more about yourself, what you do there.
Talk to me know the story that I 20 years ago saw an ad in the paper for a job at Kinnexu Land Trust, and I told my mom I'm going to work for them someday. And so my dream finally came true about 4 years ago, and I do the communications there, which means I write a lot of articles and I just tell the stories about all the great things that my coworkers do. So it's really fun. It's kind of a candy store job and I really dig it.
Candy store job. Now yeah. That's an interesting expression. I don't think I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
It fits. I can picture that. And Tanner, you're with us today. I think first time on KRFY radio. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the films today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Marcy, gosh, we probably met in October, and she wanted me to edit a little film about a sled hill. And surprisingly, growing up here, I didn't know one thing about it. And I think over the course of 3 months, we worked together on making a shorter film. And it's about 12 minutes long, but it kind of encompasses the history of this piece of property that had gone through a couple generations, a couple different families. And it's been super... it's just been fantastic to learn the history of this parcel that has been open to the public for so long. And so we collaborated with Kinnexu and made this short film that I finished a couple days ago, actually. So it's still fresh in my mind to see it on my small screen, but I'm super excited to see it on the big screen at the Panda.
That's just in time, and we should get a couple of the details, I won't say out of the way, but right out there out front. We've got a showing, a premiere. Tell us just the basics, and then we'll delve into the details of the event.
Sure. And it is very exciting. Even though it's a short film, it is a big deal for our community. And so we are honored to be able to show it on February 20th. It's a Thursday. It's during Winter Carnival, so it's totally fitting to go to a movie about sledding and skiing. And so it will start at 5. Actually, the films start at 6, but we'll open the doors at 5 at the Panada so that we can have kind of a community mixer. And all of us locals who came together to save the Sled Hill can be there and tell our own stories. And then we'll introduce that first film at 6, and then we'll take a short break, and then we'll show a second film just to kind of make the night complete. And that will be Fire Lines. It's a Patagonia film, and it's a fantastic film. Maybe not as good as Tanner's film, but it is pretty good. And so we're just hoping, I think there are 500 seats at the Panada. So we need about 500 people to buy tickets. And you can get tickets at kinnexu.org and just go. Actually, there's a feature there. So you can actually just click on the feature and it'll take you right to the tickets. $10.
So an interesting combination. We've got a Sled Hill film and then Fire Lines. How did you choose that combination?
Well, you know, we're a big fan of Patagonia, everything Patagonia does at Kinnexu Land Trust. And that film, one of the reasons that we love it so much, you know, it's just really appropriate right now. It's about California fires and the plans that they have put into place to use, I won't give too much, but to use recreation as a form of conservation and to really help with the issue of fires. It's a story of culture and family and community and recreation and conservation, stewardship. It's an amazing story. But the cool thing about it is the main character in that film is Greg Williams, and he is now a local Sandpoint person. He works with Pondere Peddlers. He has a fantastic beard. And so I look forward to showing that. Yeah.
And here I am thinking it was some kind of literary allusion to the dichotomy of fire and ice. I love Robert Frost.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Go with it.
Yeah.
So again, for listeners who are new, and even those who are here local who may not really have looked very closely, how does this all fit in with the Kinnexu Land Trust's mission? Tell us a little more about what the goals of the organization are and how this supports them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the basic tenets of what we do is conservation, community, and connection. So we really, we work to keep the integrity of the place where we live. We know there's a lot of development happening here and all over, you know, but especially since COVID, it's been, people are concerned because the rural character that we have here in our area in the Northwest is, you know, we're seeing some of that disappear. And so some landowners have chosen to protect their property, their special places, with a conservation agreement. And that's a legally binding agreement between that landowner and Kinnexu Land Trust. And so we help them to keep that to in perpetuity. And it's a voluntary thing on the landowner's part to do that. But we know, like, even before someone chooses to put their land in conservation, there must be a conservation ethic there already. And so we work with, in the schools, we have a really robust education program. It's super fascinating, so I can't go into it here, but if you, if any of the listeners want to go on our website at kinnexu.org and learn about our education program, it's rad. So we do that. We also do a lot of community work. So one of the basic things that we do, actually it's not basic, it's innovative. We look for conservation solutions to real community issues such as housing or school lunches or, you know, whatever the issues might be. We try to think about a way that conservation can fit into that.
Mm-hmm. And it's not been all that long that the Kinnexu Land Trust's acquired the property that the Sled Hill sits on.
Right. So, and that was... Thank you, community. That was our community that did that. We acquired Pine Street Woods in 2019, or opened that up to the public in 2019. And then it's just been, we actually just handed over the check to buy that land earlier this year. So,
well, just in time.
Very, very, very recently. And it was really all because the community came together and they really wanted to save that property for mm-hmm. forever. Mm-hmm.
And so the film's going to celebrate the history of the hill, no doubt.
Yes. And I would love for Tanner to talk more about that. Yes. But yeah, it's definitely, it's, you know, I like to think of the film as being more like about the past, the present, and the future. Wouldn't you say, Tanner?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think part of the struggle for me was wanting to tell the story in its entirety. And all of a sudden it becomes a feature film. And there's so many stories that I wanted to share in it. And so, you know, we tried to pick the best that we could, and you know, choreographing this short film was definitely so inspiring. And to everything that we had to leave out, I apologize because there's so much good, but also there's so much greatness in this short film. And I felt that we did the best we could. And it was super great to not only learn about the history, but also to know that this piece of property is going to be there forever under the ownership of Kinnexu. And you know, I went out there, we skied, my father-in-law and I skied down the Sled Hill. We skinned up, and I think it was on Saturday, and there were 50 people out there sledding, and it was remarkable to see that. And growing up here, I never even knew about the hill. So I think my hope is that this short film will show people what, not only what Kinnexu does for our community, but also, what it will do for our community.
How did you get into filmmaking?
Gosh, that's a great question. My father-in-law is a lumber distributor, so my wife and I both work for him. And, I felt I needed a creative outlet. And so I, there were many sleepless nights, what I want to do with that outlet. And I've just always loved films. I look at them, I think, in a more particular way than most people that go to a theater. My brain jogs about different details every time I watch something. And I finally felt, I was like, you know what? How can I get the most out of my life, but also feel that I can get the most out of people's lives through the stories that they may want to tell? And so it's like, you know what? I'm going to tell stories that may get lost. And I've always felt that seeing a story through film is the best way to represent someone's ideologies, whatever they are. And so this just came about. I mean, this was such a remarkable opportunity for me to showcase, hopefully, what my talents are, but also what a neat story for my first real film, especially one that's going to be shown at the Panada, which was a 5-year goal for me. And all of a sudden, within a couple months, it's there. So.
So your first real film, did you go to college and study film then, or did you just jump right in and said, I'm going to get some a camera and some editing equipment and do this?
Pretty much the latter. Okay. I majored in psychology, so.
That seems very well aligned with storytelling and delving the depths of what it takes to make things tick.
Yeah, maybe to an extent, just understanding the psychology of conversation. But yeah, I literally jumped in. I got a degree from YouTube University fairly quickly and just tried to understand as much as I could in the shortest amount of time how to make a film and all the things that go into making a film. You know, it happened rather rapidly, but I think the quickest way to learn is to just jump in and figure it out.
So will this be the first time seeing one of your babies up on the big screen?
This is the first time.
All right. We're going to have you back on afterwards to just delve into the psychology of that experience.
Yeah, but I'd love to.
What any plans for future films? What's on the cutting room floor that you're going to piece together out of this?
Gosh, I mean, there's so many that I hope will arise from this film. And so I'm kind of just looking forward to this premiere and seeing what happens afterwards. We're going to go get some real sun after this, my wife and I, and I think just kind of decompress. Not that this has been stressful whatsoever. It's been super enjoyable, but I think just kind of let things settle and see what happens after this.
All right. And this is going to be a dual featured event. So we're going to also show, how long is the film?
12 minutes, 11 seconds.
12 minutes. Okay. So you're going to tee it up first on the 20th and then come in with Firelines. Tell us a little more about Firelines.
Yeah. I think the big appeal, you know, for one thing is just the fact that there's a local character in it and the fire being so relevant right now. This creative for us, for KLT, it's such a fitting story because that's what we do too. Like we're always looking for ways that we have our ear to the ground in our community that we love so much and trying to just see where we can fit in and be helpful with something. And sometimes people think, you know, oh my gosh, that's mission sprawl, or you guys need to like stop being so crazy with all the things you do. But I think that movie really shows that there are real solutions to the issues and the challenges that people are facing in their communities. And if we just think about it, a lot of times the earth has the answer. And so just finding those creative solutions, which is what they did and what they're doing actively right now, going back into their history and their culture and finding solutions that have always been there.
And so is it about the use of fire or prevention of fire? Or
yeah, so they're hoping to use the trail system as fire lines.
Oh, okay.
And so this is kind of this is like this gives the story of they're coming to this solution and how we've gotten to where we are today with these catastrophic fires, and it's just inspiring.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So, February 20th.
Doors open at 6:00.
Okay.
And, or I'm sorry, doors open at 5. Thanks, Tanner. Doors open at 5. Movie starts at 6. $10. You can get your tickets at kinixu.org. You can also go to the Panada website and find us there. Also, the Winter Carnival website.
Yeah, Winter Carnival.
Find us there, too. Yeah.
And February 20th is a Thursday. So it's good night to come out. As many things as are always going on in this community, at least Thursday, you don't have the competition of the weekend.
Not usually.
Yeah, not usually. What else would you like to talk about?
excuse me. I did have something, but I can't remember what it was. Oh, well, I think one thing I did want to say, Tanner and I gush a little bit about this film, but for me, and I think I probably told you this, Phil, but this, in the 30 years I've been doing communications work and writing stories and promotions and things, this is the highlight of my career. This getting to meet people like Tanner and the people who have roots in this community. I have deep roots in this community, but I think that's where this film that Tanner's created appeals to so many different people. Because for me, I like Tanner. I didn't ever sled on that hill. I grew up north of town and I had my own sledding hill. I wasn't a town kid. So I didn't even know about that hill. But a lot of people do have a connection to the Pine Street sledding hill and or skiing hill, as we found out. But even if you don't have a connection to the hill, having a connection to this community, because it's a huge story of this is our heritage right there. And then even if you're not from here, you're from somewhere and everybody's got that special place and that they wanted to protect. And so here's a story of a place that was protected, and it was protected by the people who care so much about it. And so it's just such a beautiful story. And for me, being able to meet Fritz and Gary and Jim Parsons and all these ones, you know, there's so many stories there. I know, Tanner, as we're interviewing people, it's like, oh, there's another story. You know, it's just it's been such a beautiful, beautiful ride. While Tanner's out sunbathing, I'm going to be sitting in a room somewhere crying because I'm just going to be so sad that it's over.
It's hard to put all those stories into a short 10, 12 minute feature.
Yeah, it definitely can be difficult. But at the same time, like Marcy said, there's so many good people that were involved just in this short film that it was remarkable. I mean, I've seen the footage day in and day out. And to finally see the film in its entirety, even if it is short, I mean, it's remarkable to see all those individuals who had such an impact on the community. Like I said, I hope that this film will inspire other, you know, short stories to come about in this community, because this is just a small piece of it. But super thankful to Marcy, Katie, and Reagan at Kinixu for making this happen. And I'm really excited to see it on the big screen, as weird as that is for me to say. But I think it just as far as, you know, it actually happening in a place of the Panada that has so much history itself. It's just so neat to see it all come together. And it's kind of bittersweet because, again, there's a lot of emotion in the film. Just what it can take for a community to come together and save something, and that this property had to be saved.
Yep. Anything else happening up the hill for Winter Carnival? Anything? I guess we should also hear about how the normal operations are, what someone should do, needs to do if they want to go up and slide down the hill.
Oh, that is good stuff. There's not a lot to know, other than we do still have a restriction on parking up there. We kind of changed. If you used to go up to the sledding hill and sled in decades past, you can't park there anymore because we want people to sled as far as they possibly can. So we moved the parking up by the red barn, the sled barn, as we call it. And so if you just drive up that street. And the address, by the way, is 11735 West Pine. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy to find. Go up there and park. We have a 20-car parking limit. So if you can carpool, that's the way to go. And then take your sled and go up and sled. And we even do have some sleds available. I sadly don't know the details about that right now, but hopefully you can bring your own sled or a slick jacket and
bring a sled and, you know, walking up the hill, probably some good boots, traction devices, maybe if it's a little slick or icy.
Yeah. And there is a trail now that goes partway up the hill. It goes all the way up the hill, but to get up there to sled. I haven't been up there since the most recent snow, so I'm not sure. Tanner has been. How is it getting up there?
You don't have to get too high up the hill to get garner enough speed coming down. It was pretty remarkable to see the speed at some of these sledders coming down, but they all had smiles. So
drive west on Pine till you hear the sounds of delight and see a red barn.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. And I would just also say that I don't know what Tanner's plans are after this, but I would highly, highly recommend him for any film work that anyone might have out there. He's amazing. His absolute talent for video storytelling is incredible, and he's a joy to work with. Yeah. So a little plug for Tanner.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, we want to thank you both for coming on the show this morning. If folks are just tuning in, we're the morning show, Tuesday edition, talking with Marcy Timlin from Kinnixu Land Trust and Tanner French from his production company about an upcoming film event at the Panada on Thursday, February 20th. They're going to world premiere preview of the Sled Hill film. Yes, along with Firelines. So welcome. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us. Yep.